Just been on one of the most amazing walking tours I've ever been on. I highly recommend walking tours when you're traveling. I've just taken a walking tour with our amazing tour guide, who's a historian, Gaetano, in Matera, and I'm going to share everything that he shared with us about this beautiful city and the rich history that you can find in Matera. Here's what he shared with us. Matera is this incredible city in the southern part of Italy, and it's seriously like stepping back in time. Matera is the oldest continuously inhabited city in Italy and one of the oldest cities in the entire world. It is right up there with Jericho in the West Bank and Aleppo in Syria. People have been living here for over 12,000 years. Now, when I was on this walking tour with our incredible guide, Gaetano, these two ancient districts called Sasso Cavioso and Sasso Barisano, Sassi literally means rocks, but here it also means the neighborhoods that are carved into the limestone cliffs. People actually lived in these caves here for centuries. In Sasso Cavioso, they shared their homes with animals. Like, literally, imagine living with goats and sheep in the same space. Meanwhile, in Sasso Barisano, which was called that because it was facing Bari, was considered the wealthier side, and while Sasso Cavioso was more of the poorer side. When I visited, I actually stayed in Sasso Cavioso, and my hotel was right there in the middle of it all. Such a great location. In the 1950s, the Prime Minister of Italy visited Matera and was shocked at what he saw. He was shocked to see that people were still living in the caves with no running water, with no toilets, and that kids were dying at such a high rate. They had a 57% child mortality rate, which was shocking because there was cholera, TB, and all sorts of things. Now, the government thought it was so unacceptable for people to live like that they literally forced everyone out. They built them new houses far away and tried to erase this way of life because they would just not have Italy having such, people living in such conditions. Now, when I saw this, I was just thinking about South Africa and how so many of our people still live in shacks, and yet the government is not doing anything about it, in my opinion. So anyway, once the government moved people out, which was actually quite a mission, by the way, because a lot of these people were happy to live in the caves with their animals and the sense of community that they had, you know, in the Sassi. They loved living like that. So the government had to go to an extent where they put, you know, bars, iron bars on the doors of the caves to make sure that these people do not move back into those places. So it was quite a battle for them to move out. So once that happened, Matera turned into a ghost town for decades after that. It was completely abandoned. Our guide was telling me that, telling us that, you know, when he was a young boy, Matera was just ruins. It was completely abandoned. There was no life. There was nothing going on here because people had moved into the new city as per the government. But in 1990, in the 1990s, everything changed for Matera. UNESCO named Matera a World Heritage Site in 1993 because of its unique cave dwellings, as well as ancient water collection systems, these systems that they were using to collect water. Very, very interesting. And then in 2004, Mel Gibson chose Matera to film one of my favorite movies, The Passion of the Christ. And this is because it looks so much like ancient Jerusalem. If you look at Matera, you would say that you are in Jerusalem or something like that. And then suddenly after that, the city went from being called the shame of Italy to what was now a total tourist destination. Now, Matera is all about preserving its history. Only about 2,000 people still live in the old town. The rest of the people moved to the new city. And most of the caves in Old Town have been turned into hotels or boutique stores. Now, these owners of these hotels are not allowed to actually buy the property from the government, because the government owns the property after they created it. They now own it, so they can lease it for about 33 years up until 99 years and then give it back to the government. They're not allowed to buy it. So while they are running these hotels and boutique stores, they have to follow strict rules, because remember now, they have to maintain the UNESCO heritage label. So they have to follow strict rules to keep everything looking just like it did centuries ago. They're not allowed to have big signs. They're not allowed to have flashy colors, nothing modern on the outside. It has to still be like living in history. I was really struck by the strong sense of community that used to be here. Our guide told us that every family had a little cuckoo bird sculpture at their entrance, and this was a symbol of protection from evil spirits. Now, you'll only see a few of these left around, kind of like little memories of the past still watching over the city. And even though there are tourists and hotels now in the Sasi, you can still feel that history is alive everywhere you look. It was really, really special for me to walk through this place and, you know, streets that have been around for thousands of years, where modernity has barely made a dent. Guys, honestly, if you ever get a chance, you have to see it for yourself. Matara is a place that is, I can't describe it. You just have to go and see it for yourself. It's unlike anywhere else I have ever been. Beautiful.